directly contradicted the president's claims Ukraine was trying to help the Democrats during the 2016 election. Russia expert Fiona Hill has warned that Ukraine meddling is a false narrative peddled by Russia. She says Russia is also trying to interfere in the 2020 presidential race.
Some of you on this committee appear to believe that Russia and its security services did not conduct a campaign against our country, and that perhaps, somehow, for some reason, Ukraine did. This is a fictional narrative that has been perpetrated and propagated by the Russian security services themselves.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been charged with bribery and fraud over a series of corruption scandals. The allegations stem from him accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in champagne and cigars from billionaire friends, including Australian businessman James Packer. His indictment throws the country's paralysed political system into further disarray, threatening the long-time leader's grip on power. Mr. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing and says he will not resign. And fire crews are this morning continuing to assess the damage caused by a massive bushfire on South Australia's Lower York Peninsula. The blaze at Yorktown tore through more than 5,000 hectares, taking out at least 11 properties. The fire is believed to have been caused by a fault in the electricity network equipment. Dozens of fires are still burning across most states and territories, but heatwave conditions are easing today.